Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Grabbed by Pierce. He does it himself, and the Red Sox win it. They sweep the Rays.
Suck on it.
Woohoo.
4-3, the final in 11 innings.
Apparently, we're hot.
Suck it.
Boston Celtics will defeat the Indiana Pacers 4-0.
Yay, Celtics.
I'm just happy that a lot of guys on this team got to experience what a sweep feels like.
We're getting to Kyrie Irving.
That's why the Celtics are wearing all black. This is a true funeral game.
A man closeout game.
Ordinary Hayward.
Yeah, I really wanted to win, and juices were flowing for sure.
Duck boats.
Closeout game.
But did he win the Tommy Award?
Final score in the game. The Boston Bruins 4, the Toronto Maple Leafs 2, and it will take 7.
The only thing that matters is game 7, and that's certainly true.
Anything can happen in a 7-game series.
Tell me something I don't know.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here in OMF. It's just me and Lou. There is no Christian Fourie, but he will be back tomorrow, all tanned up. And he was right. He called the first series for the Celtics. He said it was going to be a 4-game sweep. He was absolutely correct. Of course, he screwed up the Bruins because he knows nothing about hockey. And he got one all messed up. He said Toronto would win in 6. He blew that one, big fella. It is going to game 7 tomorrow. And they are really tight up there in Toronto. Those people are freaking out. We've seen now the male 25 to 54 demo. That's ages 25 to 54 numbers for the Celtics and the Bruins. And when you look at them, and there is a difference, see, and people don't understand how these ratings work, but they're all different type of demos. So when you see ratings for anything, there are ratings out there, but they're specific demos. When you look at the male 25 to 54 ratings, the Bruins beat the Celtics fairly handily.
It makes more sense.
Yeah, they do. They do a number on them. And I thought when you looked at the peak, and if we do
10 and a half of the Bruins Sunday.
Right. And if we can find the peak of these games, my guess is the Bruins, because there was just far more at stake, and I think more people are going to watch the thing that's far more at stake in the peak areas of the game. But the Celtics had more younger people, real young, under 25, and maybe more older people as well. The Red Sox, for an example, Sunday did a 5.56. But then when you look at men 25-54, they did a 1.5.
Yeah, I know. Then you see 2.2, but it's in that area.
Watching the Red Sox.
Yeah, it's in that area.
Yeah. So, not good.
Numbers are, I mean, listen, the ratings, whatever. It's all different, right? It's 25-54. If you're young or a woman, you don't count. If you're 55, you don't count.
We were big with women this last month. Didn't help us, but we were big with the women. We did great with women. I give it all the credit.
I don't care about the ratings.
Like, for example, I think the Red Sox were 35-64.
Yes.
Pretty good, probably.
35-64, the Red Sox do very, very well. And some radio stations do as well. Here's Rob. Rob's in New Hampshire. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, the 25-54 guys, we're watching the Bruins game. That's why the Sox are 1.5 in that category. Listen, Game 7, guys, I agree with a lot of callers. Throw out the stat sheet. Throw out, you know, your thoughts or this thoughts or those guys' thoughts. It's Game 7. There's all rules. All bets are off. It's whoever wants it the most. And you can sit there
write
and
those down.
Change lines and all that stuff. But how we're going to, I disagree with you how NHL season is meaningless. One of the great things the NHL enjoys is they're, all their teams are in the major cities of the country. That being said, it's such a regional game and a regional draw that we don't see a line like Colorado has with MacKinnon, Landeskog, and Rantanen at all. And so there should be no surprise how good, I mean, they match up, if not even better than Bergeron and Marshall and Pasternak. So it should be no surprise to anybody when these guys come by and beat everybody, because it might not be a surprise to Calgary, but it should not be, and it should be more of a surprise to us because we don't know them.
But wait a minute, Rob. I disagree with you. I think it puts a damper on the regular season. It puts less emphasis on the regular season. All I need to do, as Columbus did, is just sneak into the postseason. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, but at the trade deadline too, they added Matt Duchene and
they
Ryan
did
Ziegler and all
right.
That stuff.
They did.
So And also the trade deadline in the NHL has a bigger impact than any other sport because there's not as many games to play left as there is, like, let's say, in baseball. Okay, so it has a bigger impact. Also, when you got a goalie like Bobrovsky that pulled a Tim Thomas stuff in Tampa Bay, that should have surprised people either at times because that's going to happen.
Well, that's always happened. But that's always happened. Yeah. I think you're seeing, and that you can go 30, 40, 50 years ago, that always happened. I think the difference now is this has really become to the point where anybody can beat anybody, as you said, once you get into the playoffs. I'm not sure that's a good thing for the league. When you're losing the stars of Tampa Bay, your Vezina Trophy winner, your MVP, you're going to have all of your award winners are sitting on the sideline now after the first freaking round.
That's the thing, Glenn. We don't see the stars. We don't see Nate McKinnon, who right now is probably the best player playing the game.
I know. You keep talking about Nate McKinnon. Do you want to see Johnny Gaudreau, though?
No.
You want to keep seeing him? How about Matthew Tkachuk?
Yes.
Want to see him? 21-year-old star? No?
Why not?
Well, you don't.
Yeah.
Because they lost. They're the best record in the Western Conference, and Calgary's bounced.
Yeah, Rob, you're really into it. So you want to see some of the new young stars. The majority of the people out there, I guarantee you, these are going to do terrible numbers going forward. The ratings are going to be awful. The league better hope that Boston hangs in this thing because Toronto's not helping them out with U.S. television ratings. They need Boston.
Well, no,
right
I mean, as far
now.
As
oh,
ratings,
the Black Hawks. Look as at the teams they don't have.
Ratings go. I mean, I don't think they're upset that Winnipeg and Calgary are out. I really
right,
don't.
Right,
you know, I mean, as far as national ratings go.
Well,
so
they do because
there's different interests, that's all.
It's still a North American league, so they're looking at it saying they're going to be dead up there in Canada, so they're going to get bad ratings. But I hear what you're saying. But you can't tell me that you're taking out some of the top teams in the league. I mean, you know, you had no Chicago either. That's a big market for them. This is not a good thing going forward. It isn't. And we've already seen it in the NBA where you've got no LeBron, and the first-round ratings are down. Here's Peter in Jamaica playing. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Pete.
You're negative, Glenn, but on the Celtics, I can't believe it. But I'm just going to make a point. You can tell me if I'm right.
I don't think I'm negative. I think I'm a realist. I was the one that picked them to win like 63, 64 games, Peter. So
Glenn,
that's
Glenn,
not being negative.
Have you ever been wrong in your life about anything?
Never.
Can I just make my point?
Go ahead, Peter, please.
Okay. Giannis, probably the best player in the world, okay? He does have an Achilles heel. He's only a 27.3 points.
That's 27% better than he used to be.
Okay.
Yep.
Now,
okay.
This is just a point I'm going to make. You tell me if it means nothing or anything,
okay?
Kyrie Irving, first pick in the draft. Al Horford, second pick in the draft. Jason Tatum, third pick in the draft. Jaylen Brown, third pick in the draft. Gordon Hayward, 10th pick in the draft.
What does the draft have to do? Peter, I'm just, honestly, I have to stop you because if in your mind, then they're all better than Giannis, who was the 15th overall
Suppose we were to redraft that year, who would be the number one pick?
Who?
In Giannis' draft.
Giannis' draft. Who would be the number one pick if we were to redo it?
You think Anthony Bennett would go one?
All you talk about is Giannis. I haven't heard you talk about one other guy.
I'll tell you what. Here's a guy. As a Celtic fan, here's a guy you should be concerned with. Brook Lopez. I would worry about him. Outside shot, he's going to take your bigs outside.
Seriously.
At the deep. Seriously. Seriously.
Hey, the Celtics.
Peter, it's never been about talent because, as we said at the beginning of the year, like, the Celtics are extremely talented. It's just, and I know come playoff time, we talk about, it is come about the stars and everything else, and they have the stars, but I've watched too much of the games of this team. I can't just go on the last four. You think Chris Middleton's pretty good?
Talented in the beginning of the year, and now he's talented.
Hey, Peter.
Who?
Gordon Hayward.
Ooh, now he is after game four? Where was he game one through three?
I'm saying he wasn't talented in the beginning of the year because he was hurt.
He was very talented. I just didn't know it was going to take this long.
You talk about somebody who it's the last thing they've seen. Peter goes on the last thing he said. By the way, Peter.
Oh,
by
on,
the way,
Glenn,
Peter. Weeks ago, I'll do it because weeks ago, a few weeks ago, you called up and told us that this team should just let Kyrie Irving go. How do you feel?
Say that.
Yeah, you did.
Well,
yes, you did.
Here's what I said.
You did.
You said, let him go.
I'd rather let him go than gut the whole team and have him and Anthony Davis.
Okay, that's the dumbest thing we've heard on this radio station in a year and a half.
I take it back.
Other than Mark James. Right.
Man, I played you new basketball, but you know what? I think you don't know nothing.
Are you kidding me? You're Kyrie Irving. You wanted to let him go. Let him go.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Right now, you've got one of the 10 best players in the league, and in the playoffs, he's proving it. You wanted to let him go. Goodbye. See ya. Bye-bye. Because we got Scary Terry.
Lou said that, too.
No, I said I wasn't going to beg for him to stay.
Lou liked
if he wants to
player,
leave, he can leave.
You have no balls. You threw it on Lou.
I did.
You wouldn't even accept your own opinion.
I said, I'm not
going
to sit here and beg
That's
for the guy. And
worse.
If he wants to leave, he can leave. I'm not going to beg for
God. What
but
a wuss move.
Said,
you're wrong.
What a wuss move. You make a take. You make a take. You were 100% wrong, and then you throw it on Lou. Well, Lou said it. Lou said it.
I want him to come back. I want him to come back. With
you didn't want him to come back. You did not, Peter. You argued with me. You did not want him to come back. Do you want? Let me ask you this today.
I'm good with Peter.
Do you want him to come back? Do you want him to come back now?
Glenn.
I gotta go. He won't say it.
No, he didn't. He didn't want Kyrie and Anthony Davis on the same team if it meant giving up, you know, Jason Tatum.
What a jerk face.
That's what he wanted.
Then you lose Kyrie Irving though. Because Kyrie's not going to stay here. He's going to leave.
We don't know that.
He wants to play with veterans.
But I think most people would want Anthony Davis with him.
Absolutely. But you don't hear any of the negative people. And he was one of them, by the way. You remember. He was one, was really pissed and down on Kyrie Irving.
He wants to stick with the kids.
Why don't we hear the Kyrie Irving negative callers anymore?
He wants to stick with the kids.
I wasn't right about Kyrie Irving. You kidding me? Without him, what are you? Kyrie Irving is a closer. Kyrie Irving does stuff that very few people can do. On a basketball court. He's unbelievable. And I love it when people say, I don't like it because he handles the ball too much. Handles the ball too much because he's trying to open up the offense for everybody else. I think if anything, you've seen the playoff Kyrie, that when he needs to go out there and put 37 up on the board because of the way that the defense on the other team is playing, he does it. When they're going to overplay him, what does he do? He sets up everybody else and everybody else scores, right? I mean, that to me is phenomenal basketball IQ. You can't afford to lose a guy like that. And there were a lot of people in this town who just a couple of months ago, and maybe even a few weeks ago, wanted to let this guy go. If you let this guy go, you're going to have that cute little team next year that not going to win an awful lot of games. All right, 617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls next.
Have you ever been wrong in your life about anything?
Never.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kyrie Irving, 42% from three. Jason Tatum, 53% from three. Gordon Hayward, 44% from three. Jaylen Brown, 42.9% from three-point range. When we look at it from that perspective, and a Morris at 35% from three-point range, a Boston Celtics team that's hitting perimeter shots, particularly the three, can compete with anybody in the Eastern Conference because they have the youth and the athleticism and the closer in Kyrie Irving when necessary to pull it off. And that is why I'm not jumping off the Boston Celtics bandwagon.
So is he on or he's not jumping off?
No, he's on.
He
said it from day one.
He thinks the Celtics are going to go to the NBA final.
Yes.
Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of those guys.
We'll
Cowherd's another one.
All right. So you tell me the turnovers that you're seeing so far in this series. They concern you a little bit that if you turn the ball over the way you're turning the ball over right now against Milwaukee, that it might be a little bit different? Because the one thing I did notice, because you're turning the ball over 17, 13, 14 times a night, and Indiana doesn't know what to do with it.
Right.
So you're turning it over, and they're not getting two or three at the other end. I can guarantee you that Giannis is going to get two at the other end, well, and maybe another free throw at the
people
line.
People will tell you because it's Indiana. It's a very good defensive team. But isn't, according to metrics, isn't Milwaukee the best?
Best defensive team in the league.
Right. So people just look at points per game.
They look, yes.
And they say, well, Indiana's the best defensive
team. Field goal percentage.
As far as metrics go,
yes.
It's really Milwaukee.
Correct.
So and that theory goes out the window.
And a great offensive team.
Well, because they had a lot of turnovers because Indiana's a great defensive team. Well, correct. Milwaukee's better. So, yes, it does concern me. And again, I just, it's all about your opinion of a team going into it. And you know, and it just, if your opinion changes, mine hasn't of this team. I just don't believe in this team. Now, listen, if they go in Milwaukee and they take a game and they come here and they're up 3-1, I mean, of course, I'm not going to bang my head up against the wall. But I do have to see it because I feel like I haven't seen it, you know, all year long. And we're talking 86 games in, and that 4-game sweep didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
They get me too excited because I just know who they played. That's all.
That's the name of the game.
I give them credit for taking care of him in four.
No, they did. No, we're not taking anything away
from
them.
People are very offended in the fact that we don't give them any credit. They won't give me credit.
I find
they won a full game. Won't give me... no. Yeah, I'll give them credit. They won in four. That's an accomplishment. I didn't think they were going to. But don't you really have to see them up against Milwaukee before you sit there and crown them and say they flipped the switch and Gordon Hayward's back? He had one good game in four. And now he's back? How many times are you going to do that with Gordon Hayward? We might have done at least 12 times this year.
We have. Pat's in a car. Hey, Pat.
Hey, boys. Lou, earmuffs, if you would, for me for a second.
Sure.
Glenn, you are such a turd.
Oh, I like this guy.
I understand. The last caller asking if you've never gotten, you know, a question wrong in your life has never been more spot on. All you do is pander to the most appropriate politically correct notions out there.
Oh, and politically correct. That's
Kyrie
me.
Irving, yeah. Kyrie Irving talented. Of course, he was the number one pick overall, of course. Let me see him do it against Milwaukee. Let me see him do it against Toronto. Indiana doesn't have any superstars. They have no power.
This is unbelievable.
Whatever.
Did anybody realize that?
Pat, I know you said earmuffs.
Lou, you're welcome back.
I know you said earmuffs, but let me just, real quick, I've seen him do it against Golden State.
In what? In the regular season?
In the NBA Finals, Pat.
Do you know who has the best? Hey, Pat. Pat, do you know who has the best playoff record? Pat, who has the best playoff record in individual player with the best playoff record? Do you know who it is?
Glenn,
it's Kyrie Irving
coming in with that. Glenn,
it's Kyrie Irving.
You coming in with that? Lou, real quick, who was on his team when he won that finals against Golden State? Huh?
LeBron.
Is that a guy? Yeah, a guy named LeBron James.
Did he hit the shot or not? But I'm just saying, you can't sit there and say you got to see it against
the shot. My point is,
okay,
let me see him do it with this squad as they were deemed the best team in the East before the season. Now they're coming in as what, a 4 seed, and they sweep the Indiana Pacers with no superstar. And all of a sudden, we're going nuts.
So hold on. How do you and I disagree? What are you listening to? How are you and I disagree? I'm sitting here saying the exact same thing. What are you talking about?
Second, you're flipping flop. Every
are you paying attention? I'm not flip flopping. I've been very consistent with this all year long.
Pat, go ahead.
Real quick, I was hoping you'd take me before the break, but I don't have enough time. Also, in regards to the hockey thing, do we not like an underdog story? Do we not like an underdog story anymore?
No, not in the postseason.
No, I don't.
I mean,
not in the postseason.
Hey, UMBC beats Virginia. That was the end of college basketball. Am I right? I mean, name another upset. Like, what are we talking about? It's great to see the best team in the league get swamped on their butt.
In the first round?
Pat, give me the one sport, Pat. Give me the one sport you are the biggest fan of. What sport?
I mean, across the board, I'm Boston. Yeah. I mean, right now.
Sports.
Football, probably. I mean, I guess Patriots. I suppose the Patriots, but it doesn't really matter.
No, I'm just saying. Okay, so you wanted to see the two wild card teams, you know, go to the Super Bowl. You didn't want to see.
No, but if it happened, I wouldn't turn it off. If it happened, I wouldn't say I'm never watching football again.
No one's saying you're never going to watch a sport again. I'm just saying it wouldn't be as entertaining a Super Bowl.
That's not even true. So, all right, let me. USA hockey versus Russia.
Oh, my God.
Pat, stop it. Pat, stop it. You don't go with that. Come on. Like, give me a break. Talk about, you think I'm all over the place? God, you're everywhere all over the way.
I'm just saying, like, do you think the, let's say, the Ravens versus Chicago, last year's Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Would that have been a blast?
No, the ratings would have been way down.
Football fans would have loved to have seen the Ravens versus the Bears in the Super Bowl?
No. He's got
a football fan?
He's way off. He is way off.
But the underdog. But here's the thing. So if the Celtics lose to the Bucks, do you think it's going to be because of Kyrie Irving?
No. I think Kyrie Irving is the guy that right now I would depend on the most.
So he's just talking about, let's see Kyrie Irving beat the Bucks. Okay, so if the Celtics lose to the Milwaukee Bucks, I mean, I find it hard to believe we're going to have a conversation about Kyrie Irving being the reason. Maybe it happens. Maybe he does what he does. I mean, it is funny because he went 4 for 13 and he gets shredded. Meanwhile, the glue went 4 for 19, but he was good. Okay.
All right, below average game.
All right, just checking.
Below average game.
Just checking.
But Kyrie Irving did a bunch of other stuff, including a big steal late in that game. What are we talking about? Kyrie is the one person.
You saw him doing the NBA Finals against Golden State. He needs to see it against Milwaukee?
On the road, by the way. On the road in Game 7. Okay? Quad shot on the road. Come on. I mean, this Kyrie Irving stuff is the dumbest thing I've heard. He's your best player and your best player by far. Your biggest problem is other players understanding their role and accepting the fact that you've got to revolve all your game around that guy. He's the guy. He's the main wheel. Those are how NBA teams work, and he's your guy. And people have trouble doing it. I don't understand it. Troy is in Newburyport. Hey, Troy.
I usually agree with you 100% of the time, but I'd rather watch an underdog team come out and take out a big team, you know, rather than watch the same team that wins all the time win, win, win.
How about every underdog team? Because that's what is happening in the first round of the NHL. Every underdog team is winning now, or won.
You don't think that an 8 seed coming in and taking out Tampa like they did was entertaining?
No, because Tampa's gone right now, and I'd much rather see Tampa play Boston in the next round.
Yes.
I think as a fan, I think the underdog team is what you want to watch.
Well, let me ask you: do you want to see the Clippers play Brooklyn in the NBA Finals?
Oh, I'm talking about hockey.
Right? Oh no, I'm sorry. But in the NBA, okay, let's start with this, Troy. What sport do you care about? Hockey, obviously. That's it.
Well, I'm just saying in sports in general.
So what sport are you passionate about?
I'm a football fan mostly, but I don't want
see, to I actually feel like the last two callers aren't sports fans.
I agree.
They're just sort of snowflakes, and they just sort of hang out because neither one have been able to tell me what their sport is. And they say, I guess football. Right. I don't know. Yeah. So you like
no
the underdog
passion.
Story because you're not passionate about any of the sports.
Right.
Yeah, watching the same team come in, you think they're going to run right through the playoffs.
See, you don't care. That's fine. I'd like to have a passionate sports fan. You know, if you're passionate about one sport, you tell me, do you want the 8 seeds in a Stanley Cup, in an NBA Finals, in the World Series? You know, you pick it, in the Super Bowl. Now, Troy, I honestly, I don't think you're a sports fan.
I don't either.
I got you, didn't I? Because you don't care.
Taking somebody out?
Huh?
I don't know. I think it's entertaining to have a low seed come in and take somebody big up.
Yeah, I know. And you want everyone to get a trophy, too, I bet. Yeah.
So why is it when this happens, Troy, the ratings are always dismal?
Oh, I don't know about the ratings. I'm just speaking as a sports fan.
That's no, you're not.
No, I don't think you're a sports fan.
Do you think he is?
No, I think he's full of it. And I think the last guy was as well. I think they just want to fight. They want to get on and they want to fight. They hear something we're saying.
The underdog story. We're America. We love the underdog story. We want it all. Okay, yeah, good. Tell me what sport you're passionate about, and tell me if you want two of the crappier teams in the playoffs making the finals. Is that entertaining to you, or do you want to watch the best? Because that's last time I checked, that's why we watch. If you're really passionate about the sport, you want to see the superstars and the best teams play against one another. Don't we?
How do you think the NBA commissioner feels today when he looks at the first round of his playoffs? And he sees that his ratings are down 26% because one of the great players all time in the game, LeBron James, never made it to the postseason.
Well, I think he's hoping,
by the way, the second biggest TV market.
He's hoping that the best four teams get to the next round and it turns around because those would be
correct.
Good. You know, you want to see Toronto and you want to see Philly. You want to see Milwaukee and you want to see Boston. You want to see Golden State and Houston. You want the best teams playing against each other.
You don't think they were rooting for maybe an Indiana and Toronto final? No,
I don't. Somehow, you know what? Call me crazy. And I love an underdog story.
All right, 617-779-7937. Our phone number right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Right, back here on OMF, we're talking about all three teams. The Red Sox, by the way, hopefully the rain will hold off, but the forecast does not look good. They will open up a series tonight against the Tigers over at Fenway Park, but they actually swept over the weekend, and so they're kind of back in the picture. We'll get to them a little bit later on. The Celtics swept their opponent, Indiana. They swept. And the Bruins...
They won four. Very proud of them. Good job, boys.
What I don't understand is, do these people not realize that the one reason that the Celtics, and there are a few different reasons that they're doing well right now, one of them being they're playing played a crappy team, but that maybe playoff Kyrie is a major part of why this team is coming together right now? And I almost get the feeling they think they're doing it in spite of Kyrie. Is that what I'm hearing? A little crazy.
Hashtag trade Kyrie.
That's it. And then we're talking about the Bruins, of course, and they will play a big Game 7 tomorrow night. And apparently there are some people out there that think this is wonderful, that all the top seeds in the NHL are all getting eliminated. And
that's
we're going
to... We love the underdogs.
Yeah, story. Sure we do. Here's Patrick in New Hampshire, wants to talk about that very topic. Go ahead, Patrick.
All right, Lou, I had to call in because these clowns that keep calling in telling you they're avid fans of hockey, they're idiots. Okay?
Yes.
Do you think I'm happy that I want to see the Blue Jackets and the freaking, the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Capitals? Hell no. I don't want to watch that garbage. I want to see the best, the Calgary Flames. I want to see the Tampa Bay Blues. Now I can't see Kucherov, I can't see Hedman, I can't see Stamkos.
Thank you. What stars, Patrick? We don't need stars.
See, here's the difference, Patrick. You're a true fan. You are passionate with hockey. Those other guys, I think they're just snowflakes.
Right.
Exactly. Well, they're idiots. I mean, the underdogs, that's like saying, I want to see the Brooklyn Nets, like you said. Like, why would I want to watch that garbage?
Thank you.
I want to see the best of the best.
Thank you. You made me feel better, Patrick. There's still some people out there like you.
Patrick,
you. Appreciate the call.
We just saw garbage. We just saw the Indiana Pacers get beaten four straight by the Boston
Celtics.
I wish
they won. It would have been a good underdog story.
Wouldn't that have been a great story?
It would have been a great story.
If a five beat
and then
a
hopefully
four.
They can go to the finals.
Yeah, because we don't need Golden State. Why do you want Golden State of these
tired
good
of
teams?
Them.
Here's Rob in Swampscott. He's next here on OMF. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Rob.
So can you guys hear me all right?
Oh, perfect.
Sure,
go ahead,
you
Rob,
fine.
Please.
Okay, so the whole underdog thing, I'm trying to understand, do you guys actually get a piece of the ratings action? Like if the Bruins do an 8-2 versus a 6, do you guys get a bump in your pay?
No, it's Bruins. We don't have the Bruins.
How do you care about ratings? Let the advertisers and the networks worry about the ratings. Just worry about watching who can play best when it's time to play
best. Rob, I'll tell you what,
number 8 beats the number 1, Lou. Then guess what? The number one isn't that good.
Okay,
they
Rob.
Stopped when the time came to be good.
Rob.
It's called.
Okay.
Hey,
Rob,
let him answer. Zip it, for God's sakes. I don't give a rat's ass about the ratings. I want to watch the best play. And Tampa is much better. I want to see the best play. I want to see the superstars in the game, Rob.
Put your finger on the button.
Stop obsessing about ratings, Lou.
I'm not. I took ratings out of it, Rob. I took ratings out of it. I've taken ratings out of it. It's my own eyes. I want to watch the best. I want to watch Golden State play Houston. I want to watch
the Columbus Blue Jackets beat the number one
good for them.
The number one seed wasn't that good.
Good for them.
The whole regular
yeah, they weren't that good. They had the best.
I think Tampa's pretty good.
Most wins in the history of the upset. NHL.
Shut up. When it came time to put up or shut up and win four games in a playoff.
Then Rob, you a hockey, fan, Rob? Are you a hockey fan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, throw out the 82-game season because it doesn't mean crap. Okay, so if you like your game, you want your game, you have just diminished the regular season, 82 games. You know what they need to do in the NHL? We need to have a fighter period. You need some entertainment value for regular season games because we just found out they mean nothing.
You want to know what I'm all for?
I like yelling at this guy, don't you?
The NHL in half. Go to 8 teams instead of 16.
Good, fine.
They won't do
good,
that.
Fine. The ratings will be better. Good. All right.
They won't do that because of money, but you will.
Okay. And by the way,
that's stupid too. The NHL is the one where 16 makes sense because the eighth seed is actually pretty decent, Rob. Like you just saw, Columbus. You do that in the NBA, I'd be fine with doing that in the NBA because the last two teams usually do suck.
But the regular season, what does it mean now? Why should we pay attention to the regular season? Why should anybody get worked up if the
Bruins
are struggling in the Atlantic? What?
I don't think Rob's a hockey fan either.
He isn't.
I refuse to believe if you're a hockey fan, you don't want to watch that Tampa Bay Lightning team play next series against your Boston Bruins. Now, you might sit there and say, well, yeah, I don't because I'm a Bruins fan, diehard, and I think they got a better shot of beating Columbus than maybe Tampa. I don't know. But if you are a true passionate fan of your sport, you don't care about ratings. This isn't about ratings. We talked about it before. Okay, when they get to the Stanley Cup, we say, okay, you know, who does the ratings, the companies want in the finals? That's a different discussion. I'm just talking about being a fan of your sport and wanting to watch the best. I don't care about ratings.
Why pay attention to the
ratings? We don't
get
a bump in ratings. The other guys got every freaking team in town.
they get the bump. We get just the opposite.
I took ratings out of it, Rob.
Ben's in a car. Hey, Ben.
Yeah, so I guess, you guys talk out of both sides of your mouths. When we talk about the NBA playoffs, right, everybody knows that not a single team that's probably typically, what, 6, 7, 8 seed has a single chance to win anything.
Right? Correct.
But so then when we get into the playoffs, right, we want the teams that are in the first seed to win. We don't want the 6, 7, and 8 seed teams to have a chance. Right? Look at last year. And the other part of it is, Glenn, you're saying, oh, it's such a big deal. It's such a big deal that it's bad for the, you know. Look at last year's playoff bracket. The number one seeds, the top teams, they all won. They all advanced.
Yeah.
Right. But so you guys are making a big deal because this 8 seed's knocking off a 1 seed. Last year.
Oh, no. Oh, hold on. Every playoff round right now, the whole West is going to have the lower seed winning this thing. And
right.
Come on. This is.
If every single year, Glenn, okay, the 1, the 2, and the 3 and the 4 seeds, if every single year the 1, 2, and the 3 and the 4 seeds win their prospective rounds, like they do in the NBA every single year, mm-hmm. then we get stuck in a situation where what? What is enjoyable
Ben,
about the first round of the NBA playoffs?
The NBA playoffs first round sucks. I don't know who you're trying to argue with. I think they should cut down the number of teams. And the fact that the NHL, we're strictly discussing 2019 playoffs. You can bring back past years all you want. All we're saying is that for this year, all the great teams, number one seeds, the favorites. And I know the NHL, the two teams, you're talking about a 2 and a 3 seed. They both had 99 points. All we're talking about is basically Tampa and Calgary have been bounced. Is that good for the league? Just for this year. I don't need a history lesson. I don't need to know what happened last year. We're just talking about this year. Is it good? Do you want to see the best teams get bounced this early in the postseason? They get bounced the Eastern Conference Finals. God bless them. But this year, that's all.
But we're
let's not get just confused.
But you know what? We're seeing it with the overall numbers, and we gave them out earlier on
Stop
the show.
Stop talking about ratings, Glenn. What do you care about ratings?
No. These aren't ratings. These are home field, home court, home ice, and the difference of the regular season and the postseason. And if you look at the run that we've had now for a long time with the NHL, why do we get worked up if the Bruins are dropping down to a wild card team? The first or second wild card team. Why do we get worked up and say, oh, they've got to be the number 2 seed or the number 3 seed? We're sitting here arguing about getting home ice advantage against Toronto. That may turn out to be nothing after tomorrow night's game. Because history tells us, and the numbers tell us, when you do the research, all you have to do in the NHL is get to the tournament. Get to the postseason. Anybody can win. Having home ice advantage means nothing. Having to play a higher seed means nothing. In the NBA, it's everything. And in the end, if the Celtics may get eliminated this year, not because they don't have plenty of talent and a terrific team, they may get eliminated because they didn't win enough games during the regular season. The regular season means a hell of a lot in the NBA, and it means virtually nothing in the NHL. Just make the postseason. Here's Joe in Rhode Island. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Joe.
Good. So a couple of different things. On the last call, I heard another point that I want to make. You guys are talking about ratings, and you're saying that you guys went back and then took the ratings out of it and saying that the ratings don't matter. But actually, I think in a sense, it kind of does. It's a good number to go by because, you know, if you have a playoff game and you see the rating, you see how many people watch it. You see how good or how intriguing that game is. So it's just a good
rating. The only thing we've brought up the ratings. Everybody keeps on talking about about the ratings. We gave you statistically the numbers. The only point we made about the ratings, which is a valid one, is the superstar in the NBA, LeBron James, is out of the playoffs, and the NBA ratings, they had the same crappy format a year ago where nobody in the lower seed could be the top seed. They're down 26%.
I don't think that anybody besides the cable companies actually care about the ratings because that's where the money comes in.
You're missing the point. Joe, you're missing the point.
But, Joe, here's the other thing, too. We brought up the ratings more locally. You can keep going. I'll talk right with you the whole time. We'll just keep doing it. We brought up the local ratings. Because when people in Boston are watching.
That was totally different.
That's it. That's all. You know, like Bruins, again, there's different demographics, right? When you look at 25 to 54, they did a 10-5 on Sunday versus the Celtics, which did a 3-3. And the Red Sox did a 2-2. You know, but yet if you take away 25 to 54 and you go like just all people watching, then it was a lot closer. That's all. It was, but just locally as far as what people are watching.
But that's not the argument.
That's where the ratings come
into play. They're crisscrossing the argument that we had about the ratings. The rating point you brought up was LeBron out of the playoffs and the ratings for the first round, same format they had last year or the year before, is down 26%.
Is it fair to say that the PGA ratings without Tiger Woods aren't as good?
Exactly.
So
you might not care about
people
the ratings.
Aren't watching
what
as much.
We're telling you is your point of view, which you think it's better, is wrong. That there are fewer people watching when you don't have the name personalities in there. So you're out on an island. You think you're with everybody else, and it's just the opposite. You're in an island. Most people, and you're entitled to your opinion, there's no question about it. But I'm telling you, most people would rather have the stars on there. That's who they want to see. And the ratings bear it out.
Was it a higher rating with Tiger Woods winning the Masters?
Much higher.
Or CT Pan this past weekend?
No brainer.
What do you mean? Which one?
You know which one. It's a no brainer.
No, which one? But what does it matter?
It matters.
What do you mean?
Because
I don't get it.
Mickey's in the car. Hello, Mickey.
Hey, how we doing, sir?
Good, Mickey.
I just want to say, you know, the only person that likes the underdog is the underdog.
Right.
I don't want to see the underdog winning everything. I like a good Cinderella story, but I don't want to see him winning everything.
Hold on, Mickey. You know, if you have an underdog every once in a while, I think most of the country is going to be rooting for the underdog. I'm not disputing that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about an NHL playoff where every underdog is winning or has won in the first round. All of the favorites have gone bye-bye. That's ridiculous.
Takes away from the game. Totally takes away from the game. You don't want to be superstars out there.
I think you want to see the best players play for the title. The best teams play for the title.
That's what I want to see, and the reason we bring up the ratings is the ratings bear
and
that
it's out. A whole discussion of, like, super teams. Are they bad for sports? No, because it's fun to try to take them down, you know? And then when you get to that Super Bowl or finals, you'll say, okay, whoever gets to the East, you know, to the NBA finals, you're going to want to beat Golden State. You're going to be rooting for them. Why? Because they're the underdog. But it's, you know, the underdog could be the Celtics, the Bucks, the, you know, Toronto Raptors, whatever it might be. And whoever plays the Patriots, everybody else in the country is rooting for that team to beat the Patriots because they're the underdog. It's just, that's fine. But do you want those guys bounced in the first round of a postseason? I don't think so.
Can I ask you this? Let's see what the ratings are. Do you think any of these Bruins fans that claim that they're hockey fans, because I'm not sure I buy that.
With Toronto, Columbus, you don't think it'd be a big number?
If Toronto, Columbus is going to be a bad number, and on top of that, it might even get worse if it's, let's say, Colorado and Columbus in the Stanley Cup final. What do you think those numbers are going to look like?
Yeah, go to Gary. I like Gary.
Gary likes you. That's why. Oh, my God. You're worse than Fourier with this crap with the phone.
What do you mean? What?
Go ahead, Gary, and Plymouth.
We get beat down every once in a while. Go ahead, Gary.
Need some love.
I just wanted to say, God bless Lou Maloney for being able to handle what
somebody
that guy
has to.
Said. And, you know, my goodness. That guy just wanted to go on and on. And he liked to hear his own voice. And the way you guys amp people up is wonderful because you want to have a spirited conversation. But a conversation, by definition, goes both ways. You know, let's talk this way. Let me talk. You talk. He just didn't want to allow that. And the ability to let that go on was just astounding to me.
You know, I like Robin Swampscott. He gets a little fired up.
I love you guys anyway. I'm wondering, everybody seems to want to put a lot of blame on Tuukka Rask. I think he's a wonderful goaltender. I think that there would be nowhere without a guy as talented as him. And I'd like to know what you guys think about it.
I think, once again, though, he's got the most to lose and maybe the most to gain with this game tomorrow night. Because if he loses this game, he goes to 2-3 in game sevens. If he doesn't play well in this game, what do you think most of the conversation is going to be on Wednesday?
Honestly,
no,
I'm saying if he doesn't play well. It's 3-3, and I don't think you're looking at Freddie Anderson or Tuukka Rask and saying they're the reason why they've lost these games.
No, they've both been actually good.
So it could
not
play
great,
out
but
that
both good.
We won't even discuss Tuukka Rask.
But if he doesn't play well.
Many times, it's not his fault, obviously, because people are letting the puck in places it shouldn't be.
Sure.
You know, so that's what brings it in. So when the goal goes by, it's all his fault. But, you know, you can watch as it unfolds. You know, they bunch up a little bit too much every now and again. You can tell when they're on and when they're off. You can tell which line's hot. Sometimes the third line's doing the better moves. You know, I love watching the games. It seems like it's a roller coaster, though. They're a wonderful team. They look like they can do it, then they can't. I have one last question.
Yeah.
How often has it happened where, now we have two teams, the Red Sox and the Patriots, that started in one season, won the whole thing. How often has that ever happened in any city where it goes on any further? I heard that 1969, New York had three winners.
Well, because they've got eight teams.
I thought I heard earlier today that I don't think Boston has never had four teams in win a playoff round. Ever.
Win a playoff round.
Yeah. So the Bruins could do it, obviously, tomorrow night, and it would be the first time.
Thank God for the Pacers.
Well, you got to downplay him. You're so negative towards the Celtics. You really are. Those callers are right.
What are you doing right now?
The callers are right.
But by the way, when it comes to Tuukka Rask, I think a lot of attention goes on the goaltender. I've heard people today saying, you know, Rask was terrific in that game. Made a couple of big saves in the third period when there was plenty of pressure. But overall, they didn't put pressure on Rask in that game because the defense was so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Carlo was terrific in that game.
Milbury loved Carlo last
night. Torrey Krug was good in that game yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I mean defensively. I know he scored. But defensively, he was good. They were hitting people. Right. They were hitting people. So overall, that defense really put the pressure off of Tuukka Rask. Maybe it's a little bit different in this game. Here's Matt in Gloucester. Hey, Matt.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, I think most people would want to see the most talented players play the games, but I would say that hockey's like an outlier of a sport given how much effect the goalie can have and the shift changes on, you know, eight seeds beating one seeds. I would say I'm not much of a hockey fan, but that's my theory. And
can I tell you what I think with the NHL? And this isn't a one-year fluke. This has happened over the years. Is it fair to say that you can have the greatest talent? Because if you have the greatest players, you're going to win in the NBA, as evident by Golden State and Cleveland before that with LeBron. In hockey, a lot of times it's emotion. It's how hard you play. It's effort. The game is different.
So let me ask you, Maddie. I'm going to throw this out at you because I think you're a tennis fan.
I like tennis.
Yeah, okay. You want to see the best in Wimbledon or not? Or do you want
absolutely.
To see, or yeah, do you want to see the Scorbinos go
132 seed. That's what I want to say.
You want to see the best most of the time, but I'm just saying, like.
All right.
Scorbini's.
Maybe. Okay.
Basketball and LeBron. I wouldn't go that far because, you know, Tiger and golf, there's not another player in golf like Tiger, you know. But in basketball, there are a few.
All right, we're getting every other word. I can't do it. But there is a difference in the way the game is played. Hockey. It is an emotional game. How in this series do you look at the six games that are played? And every game is totally different. So just when you think you've figured it out. So maybe we thought we figured it out from game six yesterday.
It's a different
Tomorrow's going to be totally different.
It's a different sport, too. Okay,
yes.
Where the difference between the seventh and the eighth seed. Now, this year was an outlier with Tampa. They were just historic season. But usually, you know, seventh, eighth seed, if they upset a one or a two, you know, you're not shocked in the NHL. In the NBA, it's about the stars. And you're one seed for a reason. You have the best player in the league or the three best players in the league. And it doesn't happen. You know, in the NHL is a different sport. We get it. It's just that this year is a little bit different. You want all the best teams out?
I don't, but some people
Whoever wins between Toronto and Boston will be the favorite to go to the Cup, correct?
Yes.
Right. The Bruins will have home ice all the way to the Stanley Cup at this point.
Yeah, but
the best team left.
But I'm not sure that's the way it plays out, even though they'll be the favorite. I would think the Bruins would be the favorite, but that is not necessarily the way it will play out. You know what's even stranger about the Tampa Bay series? You could sit there and say, well, you know, they took them lightly. They went in and started game one. They're playing at home, and they're taking Columbus. Like, here we are. We're playing the lowest seed. They were lucky to be in the postseason. And Tampa Bay took a 3-0 lead in that first game. And from that, it was just destruction. 3-0 lead in the first game. So they didn't even take them lightly, but they got outplayed.
Now, okay, real quick, before we got to go to break,
yeah,
quick little update.
Good.
If you're heading down to Fenway Park for the game, go home. They're not playing.
Good.
The game has been postponed.
It's good.
And they will play a day-night doubleheader tomorrow at 1 o'clock and then at 7:10. Tickets for Monday, good for the afternoon game. So if you get tickets for tonight, you're screwed. Now you got to take tomorrow off.
Well, your boss will be.
Totally understand. Yeah, very, no big deal. Yeah, so doubleheader tomorrow, 1:05. Now here's the problem. I'm supposed to do the game tomorrow night at 7:10.
So you're not doing the day game then?
Does that mean I'm doing both?
No, it's not. No, it's going to be the. I saw it.
I'd rather do the day game.
No, go home and watch
the Bruins.
No.
I got to talk to management.
Oh, now you're going to play a little power game.
Well, I'm just saying I could do the day game.
Does Joe and Mario know you're ready to pull a little power play already?
I could do the day game.
Jesus, you're one of 32 guys doing the games.
We'll do a little, post game, maybe OMF style. I don't know. And then we could all get home and settle in with a nice glass of Crown. I don't know. You tell me. What should I do?
Do we get the day off yet, or? Do we work?
I don't know why you're looking at us.
Short day.
Yeah, sure.
So what do you think? Should manager make me do the 1 o'clock game so I can watch the Bruins, or should they just make me do both and I could just do 8 hours of baseball?
I think they should make you do both. And I want two long rain delays as well in this whole thing. But it's good they're not playing tonight because you're going to send Sale out there and go maybe 2-3 innings and then the rains come back. And
I'm actually surprised they scheduled a doubleheader. Because if I'm Alex and I got 20 games in 20 days and you're 3 games into it, I would actually say, you know what, let's replay this game later in the year. We'll find an opening. Because right now, my staff with Evolved on the DL, we'll get to that in a little bit. You know, I could use the day off.
They haven't had a lot of days off. They've had very few days off.
Starting Friday, it was 20 and 20 days, and they haven't had many already. So they a lot of games in a row. I'm surprised they actually rescheduled this one for
tomorrow. And the problem is, once they start getting days off, that will be before and after a trip to London, which is going to be taxing. This hour of OMF being brought to you by Arch Painting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.